Hey everyone, today is Thursday, April 16th, and I am so excited about this call. We've been talking a lot about Success Club, how to get there, how to earn your free ticket to Summit, your free Caribbean cruise by helping just 3 people per month, the amazing benefits of personal development, but I really want to focus on a vital behavior in this call that I don't think is broken down enough. Hopefully you've guessed it by now, but it's inviting. We are constantly told to invite, invite, invite. But what does that really mean? I always tell you guys to connect. Think of invite as just talking to people, connecting, and building strong relationships. This is the first vital behavior for a reason. The more people you're, quote, inviting, the more likely you are to hit Success Club and faster. It's really a numbers game. So let's break down some of my top tips on how to invite like a boss. Make sure you're taking notes because I know this is where most of us struggle, including myself. So first of all, we all know that Success Club is a direct reflection of how your business is growing. It's how to move forward in this business, and it compounds over time with how many people you're talking to. I never want you to have to pay for Shakeology twice. So after you sign up with a challenge pack, if you hit Success Club consistently, you can earn back your investment in just a week or two and easily cover your Shakeology every month. If you're struggling to hit Success Club, which is helping 3 to 5 people per month with challenge packs, then you're simply not doing enough business building activities. I had last week's team call on that, so be sure to check it out because that will help you be consistent on social media and in turn hit Success Club monthly. Now, you have to be talking to 10 people per day, at least. I was on a diamond call the other day with a top coach who is currently number 3 in the entire company, Megan Ewelson, and she said she currently has 30 to 40 conversations going on in her email alone, and she recommends talking to 20 people per day. That was on the low end. So I know that sounds crazy, but I'm going to break this down for you on how this is more than possible. Number 1. Make Success Club non-negotiable. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. So you can even post an awesome transformation picture and in the caption say that you feel vulnerable and you're completely out of your comfort zone posting this, but if you can inspire one person, you've done your job. And then you can end it with, who is going to join me on this journey? You may not have people jumping on the opportunity yet, but you've planted that seed and people know you are working on your health and fitness. And trust me, if you post a transformation photo, you will definitely be getting positive comments and people will ask what you're doing. But side note, if they ask what you're doing, that means you're not necessarily posting about your journey enough. Yes, they might like not stalk your page or they haven't seen you post yet, but you need to be constantly sharing what program you're doing, your weekly progress, your meal plans, your recipes, all of that, because that is the content that will build up your social media platforms and people can feel like they already know you. So make the leap and just do it. You have to get over that fear and post really great content. Don't worry about being annoying. This is why you should have a Facebook like page. So you don't have to be blowing up your newsfeed with health and fitness. However, your like page should be a lot more than just fitness and health, even if that's a big part of who you are. Yes, you could totally post about that, but your pages are representative of who you are. They are a sneak peek into your life. So face your fears, make incredible content. And 2 weeks ago, I did a social media call that you could check out in our team group on this. But just do it. Try to post 2 times a day to start. Number 2, jab, 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 right hook. First of all, this is the title of a book about social media. That's amazing. And the jab refers to the content you are producing and posting 2 to 3 times per day. You are being yourself and it's valuable, meaning I would stop scrolling in the newsfeed to see what it is. So that means it needs to be bright, clear, colorful, engaging. You can always ask questions at the end of it. And that right hook is the invite or a call to action post on your page. You will get your followers' attention by doing this about once a week because you've been jabbing all week and providing your following with awesome content. And now you could finally invite them to this amazing opportunity, whether that's a challenge group or a free clean eating group or the coaching opportunity. This happens way less than the jabs because you don't want to be asking too much of your following. So keep doing those jabs and make that right hook once a week. That's another way to invite. Number 3, inviting on your like page. So if you don't have a like page, please make it a priority to make one tonight. I talk about this almost every call. You cannot post about business on your personal page. You can run ads on your like page. You can boost posts. You can message your likers and gain a whole slew of amazing followers who are like-minded and potential challengers and coaches. So that said, how the heck do you invite on your like page? There's really not much to it, you guys. If you even have 200 likes, let's say, on your like page, that's 200 people that are potentially seeing your posts, that like your content, and they've chosen to follow you. So every single day, look at your likers and choose 5 to 10 who you want to reach out to. If they are already your friends on your personal page, message them from your personal account and just ask them how they're doing. Say, long time no talk, how's life? And go through form, which is talking about family, occupation, recreation, and then the conversation will just organically come around to your message, what you are doing, your fitness journey, etc., all of that. And this is when you could talk to them about your challenge. And this happens after several interactions, maybe weeks. This is because you're building a relationship, not a sales pitch. I will repeat that. You're building a relationship, not a sales pitch. A great way to steer the conversation towards fitness is asking something like, do you mind me asking if you're working on any goals right now? This way they could talk about anything and eventually it will get back to that. So that's for people you already know. What about people who like your page and are strangers? I'm here to tell you it's okay to talk to strangers. I know it can be super scary at first, but it's really not. You can also be selective in who you talk to. Look at people who have recently liked your page, especially if you ran a like campaign, and only add those people to Facebook if you've checked out their page. So click on their Facebook, see if they look normal and, you know, friendly, and then scroll down and see if they have liked other coaches' pages. And if they have, I usually don't add them. But if they seem super chill and like you connect with them, click add friend. And when they accept, you can message them and say, hi, name. Thank you so much for liking my health and fitness page. I truly hope you find my post helpful and inspiring. I would love to get to know you better. Do you mind me asking if you're working on any goals right now? See, super friendly and super simple. Number 4, inviting lifer likers. When I say lifer likers, I just mean people who are constantly liking and engaging on your posts. If someone keeps liking or commenting, this would be a great time to add them to your personal Facebook. And when I say add them to your personal Facebook, I mean you have to do that because if you message them from your like page, it'll go to an other inbox and they won't be able to see it. So message them from personal page and say something like, hey, blah, 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 I've noticed you liked my hair product review post. Have you tried it before? Something specific. Or, hey, blah, 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 I've noticed you interacting on my like page and we must share some similar interests. Do you mind me asking if you're working on any goals right now? See, inviting doesn't have to be overcomplicated, and I think that's what we do a lot of the time. And if you're scared, you have to not care. Start a conversation, and if someone chooses not to respond, cool, whatever, move on. You can always follow up with them. An awesome tip, I just learned this. When you start a conversation with someone, your posts appear more in their newsfeed. Gold. This means the more people you're talking to, the more you will be on their radar because your awesome content will constantly be on their minds. Awesome. Number 5, what if I extend an invite and get a no? Awesome. Go for no. If you're talking to a bunch of people, you're likely to get a ton of no's. But you know what those no's mean, right? Not right now. If you're doing personal development daily, even just waking up with less than 5 minutes of Darren Daily and you need to just subscribe to that now, your mindset will thank you. You will just learn to shrug it off. Also, if you get a not right now, ask that person if they know anyone who is struggling on their fitness journey. Referrals are thebomb.com. You can also message old challengers, see how they're doing, and if they don't want to become a coach for the discount or whatever, ask them if they know anyone who could benefit from joining a challenge group who's seen their results and were interested. This way you could turn a no into possibly a few yeses. Try it. Number 6, how do I invite on Instagram? simply, you don't really. It's very complicated, and direct message is kind of, it's too hard to talk on. So you can invite your lifer likers on from Instagram to your Facebook where you could pick up the conversation. Usually I'll do the same thing as Facebook. I'll look at who is always interacting on my posts, then I'll go to their page, and then I'll like their first four pictures. I will comment genuinely on two, and then I'll follow them. And usually they're already following back, but if they aren't, they will follow back, and then yes, I will try to direct message them and thank them for all the likes and interaction on your page, and then ask them if they want to connect on Facebook to get to know each other. And more often than not, they will, or they won't respond because they won't see it. And in that case, sometimes I will comment on a picture and ask them. That's only if I've been talking to them on comments though, because I don't want to come off spammy. Or if they don't have a Facebook, sometimes they won't respond, but that's not a big deal. So don't rely on inviting via Instagram. Yes, you can do call to actions though, which are awesome to do once or twice a week with hashtags in the comments. Don't do hashtags in the caption. It doesn't help you at all. You can use the app Phonogram to add like up to 60 people at a time to your Instagram. I do that 3 times a day, but I only add people to my network that are within my brand. So I don't add like Brittany Dawn people because I have nothing in common with them. But if you're not getting any emails on your call to action posts, it's because one, you're not adding people to your network daily. Two, you're not engaging with the people you're adding. Or three, your posts are not adding value and they're not great content, meaning they need to be consistently valuable to people. And I really want you guys to look at your page tonight and look at it from an outside point of view. Is it dark or is it bright? Does it follow a theme? Does your bio reflect your pictures? Do your pictures reflect your bio? They need to match. Look at that and make sure they're presentable. Instagram is all about pictures, so refer to the 2 calls ago because I talk about exactly what each social media platform represents and how you should treat it. Okay, lastly, or four, you are brand new and you're just starting to post. So the more content, more awesome content you have, the more likely your followers will start to build organically. So don't be too hard on yourself with this. You cannot rely on call to action posts. You do have to face your fears and start the conversations. That way, when you do post a call to action post, that person that's been talking to you about TurboFire for 2 weeks might comment on it and be like, I'm interested. That's how you get traction. Number 7. Did you know you can message on Pinterest? I know. I just discovered it myself. It's an untapped gold mine. So depending on how your Pinterest is set up, and refer to 2 calls ago where I go over a ton of Pinterest points, such as making it a business page, making the titles of your boards searchable on Google, posting about progress, not pinning from other coaches. Make sure you don't do that. Creating your own content, having a headshot for your profile picture, making your bio professional. You can actually message your followers. It's amazing. Now, I don't have a ton of followers on Pinterest because it's not something you can really promote that well. Sure, you can pin, you know, YouTube videos from your channel. You can make those really pretty long and skinny pins, but it's a snowball effect. Again, the more content you're producing, and I highly recommend taking a few hours each weekend to do so. This can be workout videos, pio in the park poses, meal prep recipes, whatever, but that way you're more likely to see the traction pick up. But anyway, even if you have, let's say, 100 followers on Pinterest, that's 100 people who you can reach out to. So when people come to me and they're like, I have no one else to talk to, are you kidding me? Do you realize how many people are just in your network alone, in your state, in your city, in your town, on your block? It's ridiculous. So anyway, on Pinterest, when you receive notifications, where you get notifications, you click that, and it's on the upper right corner, and you'll see 3 categories, news, you, and messages. What I've started doing is clicking on my Pinterest followers, and you can only message followers from my understanding, write down 10 of their usernames at a time. And then I'll go into messages, click new message, and then type in that username. After they pop up, I'll click next and then send them a simple message like, hi, blah, blah, blah. Thank you so much for following me. I hope you find my boards helpful and inspiring. Are you currently on your fitness journey? Or you can end with, are you currently working on any goals right now? Those are kind of my go-to. So I was very surprised to hear back from almost everyone I messaged. And it was crazy. After you message back and forth, ask them if they'd mind connecting on Facebook because it's much easier to talk on there, which it is. And most people will say yes, and then you give them your link and voila. Inviting really doesn't have to be scary. It's all about simply building trust. And if you are adding people to your Facebook and you're posting valuable content, when you post a call to action post, they're more likely to be interested in it. And eventually they might leave their email. So after you've been talking to people several times, by the people you've brought over to Facebook, you can make a Facebook event and invite them. This is amazing. If you've been talking about goals and health and fitness, it won't be coming out of left field. You can invite them without the pressure. They can see your event, and if they decide it's not for them, no biggie. You can't even see if they click no. So the power of inviting is amazing. I highly recommend you all start doing this with 10 people per day. And you can tell from all these tips that 10 is the bare minimum with how many people are already probably following you. So if you get one no, start three more conversations. If you make a Facebook event, you could check out my like page and go to events, and you can model yours after mine. You can boost your event, or you can run a like campaign and pin your event to the top of the page so new likers will see that right when they land on your page. You can also add them and talk to them and mention your event after you've been talking. So many things. So my last quick tip is for bloggers. If you are connected to Google, meaning your blog is on Blogger, make sure you're using WooFu, that's W-U-F-U, or 123 contact form, or Google Forms on your call to action blogs. Because if you do a call to action blog, you can embed the link to your form into the HTML part of your blog, and it'll show up below your call to action post. So people can apply to your coach mentorship or your challenge group or your free challenge. And this way you can write out what's required. And if people are serious, then they can actually fill out the form and apply. And then you can already read about their goals and then email them and help them find a program based on what they've already told you. So this is like so much information, but I really hope this was helpful. I keep getting questions about how to invite, and this is really just the basics. There's a ton of training on platinumpresenters.com, which we are really awesomely a part of, and you need to make an account on there ASAP. JanelleSummers.com, and your back office under news and training. So go to teambeachbody.com, coach online office, news and training. So much there for you. So start with 10 people per day and utilize at least three of these points. How hard is it really to ask someone how they are? And if the conversation gets stagnant, ask them about like their most recent posts that were interesting, or their vacation they recently had, or their fitness journey, or just small talk. These conversations compound over time. And if you haven't read The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, that needs to be your next book for sure. People you're talking to this month will possibly join your group or team next month or months down the road. It's just a matter of putting in the work and conquering any self-doubt. You need to embrace what you learn in personal development and be confident no matter what happens, and make Success Club absolutely 100% non-negotiable. Will you be on the cruise next year? Yes. Visit ssbeachbody.com and get on the waitlist ASAP. It will be moving fast. You need to think about the big picture here. Go back to your super deep emotional why and look to this. Look to your why during obstacles and success. It's all about where you're going and where you want to go. So I recommend making a vision board and creating a visible roadmap with visible goals for those mental wins, and align your actions to your goals. Put in the work. Talk to X number of people per day. Be super clear on what you want and have super, super specific goals, and have that focus and discipline to get things done. You signed up for a reason. Most of you want to help others and lead healthy and fulfilling lives. Success Club is how you accomplish that. It's where your dreams flourish. Let's do this, you guys. Have an amazing, amazing rest of your day. I can't wait to hear all about your takeaways and how you will utilize these tips in the comments below. Bye, guys.